To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Tuesday afternoon, so we are past Monday, headed to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. It's a beautiful day. I love this cooler weather this time of year, and it's not always like this, so let's embrace it while it's here. It's going to warm up a little bit over the next couple of days, and then you just heard in our forecast with Peyton Malone that it's going to be chilly again, another front coming through here. So, it's going to feel seasonable for a little while. We have a lot to talk about this afternoon. Let's talk about ice, the ice age in the New Orleans area. It's actually technically Louisiana. The Catahoula Crunch. Ice agents here looking for illegal immigrants. And, you know, I don't know if it bothers you, but it bothers me that they've been announcing that there's a 5,000-person quota. They want to get 5,000 illegal immigrants out of Louisiana. And it's like Stephen Miller, this guy who is half of the president's brain, Stephen Miller has like just has calculated how he wants this to all play out. You know, he wants so many illegal people out of this country. But why have a quota? I mean, what if you get 5,000 and there's like 3,000 more illegal people with criminal records? I mean, how can you determine up front that you want this many illegal immigrants out of Louisiana? How can you determine that? I mean, that just sounds mean-spirited to me. Yeah, let's just go, let's get 5,000. Well, what if there's 3,000 more that have criminal records? You're going to leave them here? Yeah, well, we reached our quota. And then, you know, to make a quota, what happens when people have quotas to meet? They make up reasons to meet the quota. And you and I have heard about police departments that have quotas. They have to write so many tickets. And so if they have a quota to meet, police departments can go out of their way, officers can go out of their way to write a ticket for somebody to meet the quota. And I don't think that's the way you run things. You know, I mean, I know in some situations with sales and things like that, I guess you have to have quotas. But when it comes to people, you know, you shouldn't have quotas. It's like, okay, whoever deserves it gets it. And the idea that, well, there's a 5,000-person quota of illegal immigrants in Louisiana, that just seems wrong to me. And what about this guy who is running this, like, you know, gas station, grocery store, who tells ICE, he locks the door and tells ICE they can't come in. And you don't have to let ICE in. And I saw this guy on the news, and it's like, man, I'm impressed with this guy. Standing up for what he thought was right, and he didn't want to let him in, and he didn't let him in, and locked him out. And, I mean, they looked kind of embarrassed, you know, just standing out there, almost acting like, you know, they were still going to hang around out there to try to maybe act like they could at some point intimidate him into letting them in. But this was shared on WWL Louisiana, Channel 4. And I just thought this was, you know, kind of amazing. And the commander of the ICE group was there. Gregory Abvino was there. He was one of the ones who was there. And the guy goes, want some chicken? Well, you ain't going to get it here, bro. It was like taunting them through the door. You want some chicken? You ain't going to get it here. I just thought that was kind of gutsy. Now, he was not breaking the law. This was at her brother's convenience store gas station in Kenner. And I'll tell you what, man, that's a sharp employee. That guy stands up for what he thinks is right. And again, he wasn't breaking the law because you don't have to let ICE in. So he clearly had the law on his side when he did that. But I thought that was kind of cool. So there is some new data, and this is also from WWL Louisiana, Channel 4, showing that thousands of students have been kept home from school in Jefferson Parish. This was last week because of the immigration crackdown known as Catahoula Crunch. In Jefferson Parish public schools, 38.7% of the students are Hispanic, and attendance record shows last week that 29 schools had an average of 15% or more of their students absent each day. During the same week in December last year, only two schools reached that threshold. So, you know, kids get sick and sometimes they're out, but apparently, parents are concerned because some of the ICE agents have been known to show up at schools when kids are getting out of school. I know that that's happened at Schneckenberger recently in Kenner. Also, the president says that at 79, he would be a better host than Jimmy Kimmel. And he thinks that Jimmy Kimmel is a terrible late night talk show host. And he certainly has a right to that opinion. And he's not alone. There are a lot of people who don't like Jimmy Kimmel. So it's whether you like somebody or not, it's all subjective. You know, everybody doesn't like everybody's humor. And in this case, the president doesn't like Jimmy Kimmel's humor. I don't know if he knows much about his humor beyond the fact that Jimmy Kimmel makes fun of the president. Stephen Colbert still is making fun of the president. His show has been canceled, but it's going to be on the air, I think, until March of next year. And I mean, who knows what happens between now and March? You know, I'm not ruling out the possibility that Stephen Colbert, you know, stays on the air. And I don't think you shut somebody like Stephen Colbert up. He will find another outlet. But the president says that he would be a better host than Jimmy Kimmel. But all of this is happening at a time when Jimmy Kimmel just signed a one-year extension to his contract with Disney's ABC network. And so if the president was trying to, I don't know, make some suggestion that Jimmy Kimmel be fired because he's a terrible host and Trump would be a better host. Look, I think Donald Trump would be an incredible talk show host. I mean, that would be a show that, I mean, I would tune into that sometimes. I mean, depending on, you know, how it went, I don't know if I'd tune in all the time. I would tune into that show sometimes because, I mean, that could be pure, pure entertainment. Well, the Pelicans played last night, and they lost to the San Antonio Spurs, which are a good team. And that's, another loss for the Pelicans. And we have some key players who are out, and we don't have a permanent coach yet. And I think there's a lot going on, but nothing that is happening with the Pelicans is working in the direction of getting more people in the stands. And the fewer people we have in the stands, the more pressure there might be on the Pelicans to sell or move. And I don't want that to happen. I hope the Pelicans stay here. Conceivably, somebody could buy the Pelicans and be totally independent of the Saints. The ownership would be totally independent of the Saints. And that might be a good thing for the Pelicans. I mean, it might be. Because if you own the Saints and the Pelicans are always going to be second choice because your top priority would be the Saints. And that's totally understandable. So if a new owner came in and bought the team and they stayed here, that might actually be a step in the right direction of repositioning the Pelicans and making them more successful here in New Orleans. So I think that would be a good move. I think it would be a good move for the fans. But the idea of the Pelicans moving is something that is very real, and I just hope it doesn't happen. But I understand why people don't want to go spend the time and the money, but it's also the time to go and watch games. You know, if you don't have a sense that the team is a viable team right now, you just don't want to, you don't want to waste your time. You don't want to waste your money. All right. So how do you know if your child is being radicalized? You know, there's stuff on TikTok. There's stuff on Instagram. There's a lot of stuff out there on social media. And you may not know it, but your kids might actually be being groomed by people who are trying to radicalize them. So what are the signs to look for to try to notice whether or not your teens are being radicalized, or maybe even preteens? But I would think maybe, you know, teens on up. You know, whenever something happens, you know, people always wonder, well, why didn't the parents know? I mean, the parents didn't know that their kid was radicalized. So what are the signs that your child might be in some dark area of social media being radicalized? We'll talk about that on the show this afternoon. Well, you know, it happens every Halloween. It also happens every Christmas. Somebody puts up a Christmas display that is controversial, and there's one in North Texas that we'll talk about this afternoon, but I'm sure that's not the last time that we're going to hear about that during this season. Also, the president really he had a real difficult time after Marjorie Taylor Greene was interviewed on 60 Minutes. And once again, the president attacking CBS, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, who he thinks is a traitor, and she changed her opinion of the president. I mean, she was a typical, you know, butt kisser of the president for a long time, and I don't know, she just had some epiphany. She saw the light. She realized that things were not the way she thought they should be. And she's being honest, and a lot of Republicans are being honest about the president, and they're disagreeing with him on a lot of things. And this is something that has really ticked him off, because she went from being a strong supporter to somebody who was criticizing the president, and he was kind of ballistic that she was on 60 Minutes. And also there's been a statement from the people involved in this big merger with Paramount. Where's that story? This big merger that is pending, a hostile takeover. And let's see, the head person who is behind this is talking about how he is promising, if this goes through, he's promising the president that he's going to clean up CNN. I don't know what that means, but I'm a little concerned that cleaning up CNN might mean taking away their freedom of speech. It might take away their ability to freely express their opinions of the administration or politics in general. And I just think it's important that we don't lose that in this country. And presidents have been upset with the media. President Obama was very upset with Fox News. And I was critical of him because I forget his words, but President Obama said, you know, something to the effect of, you know, controlling Fox News or, you know, doing something to control Fox News. I don't remember what his words were, but boy, man, that just caused me to react instantly. And I react when I feel like there's any pressure on freedom of speech. And it was wrong for President Obama to talk about suppressing the opinion of Fox News in the same way that it's wrong if anybody talks about suppressing the opinion of CNN. You don't have to agree, but my God, I mean, this is America. We should be able to express opinions. So, all right, we've got a lot to talk about this afternoon. And if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you, too, as well. Cool guy, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Loving the weather. It's warming up a little bit, but it's really nice. Still cool.
Did you see the forecast for the rest of the week? It's kind of like 70s,
yeah,
like Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, it's not that bad, but I'm not that crazy about it. But then again, I think it gets cold again on Monday.
Yeah, I was in a lift this morning, and the guy said, hey, what do you know about the forecast for the rest of the weekend? And I said, oh, you know, I don't think we're going to have any more rain. It should be like mid-70s, mostly in the back half of the week. And then he said, oh, well, I guess we'll have a warm Christmas then. And I'm thinking, like, that's pretty far out for you to be— forecasting. Like, just because it's going to be warm this weekend doesn't mean, you know, we'll have, you know, 75 degrees on Christmas Day.
Yeah. So what is his arthritis kicking up? And he's got this prediction.
He's one of those guys that's like, my knee's acting up. So there must be a warm front coming in.
Yeah. I don't like warm Christmases. I mean, I don't, you know, I like it to be cool. And many times it's 80 degrees at Christmas. I hope that doesn't happen this year. But again, I haven't seen the long-range forecast.
Can you imagine what would happen? Remember earlier this year? Remember, as if any of us could forget. We got a foot of snow in January.
Yeah, that was this year.
Can we, if that happened like around Christmas, around New Year's,
would
it would be
awesome.
a little bit more disruptive. But I mean, then we'd have kind of the white Christmas we always dreamed about.
Yeah, that we never have.
That we never really
get. If I'm not mistaken, that the low that brought us a lot of rain recently, if I'm not mistaken, that was the situation that brought us the snow. There was a low in the Gulf that sort of worked its way north at the same time that there was an Arctic blast of air from Canada coming down, bringing freezing temperatures.
Yeah.
And I think that was the same situation. So what I'm saying is, it happened at the beginning of this year. That situation happened again. The temperatures weren't cool enough to give us snow, but that weather phenomenon happened. So if there's another low from the Gulf and a blast from Canada, we get snow.
I don't hate it. I'm just saying. I know that was very disruptive. A lot of people, you know, their plans really got screwed up. They lost a lot of money, but maybe we could do it just one more time, just as a little treat.
Yeah. It would be nice. All right. If you have a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So oil and gas prices are predicted to fall next year. I mean, this is awesome. But remember, if the president had the power to do this, he would have done it this year. You know, if the president could have controlled oil and gas prices, he would have done it as soon as he took office, because that would have helped him fulfill one of the promises he made on the campaign trail. But presidents just don't have that kind of direct control of oil and gas. There's things that they do that have maybe some effect, but it's a minimal effect. And you know, I remember when gas prices were skyrocketing when George W. Bush was president, and Fox News went on this campaign that the president doesn't have control over this. It's not the president's fault that gas prices are rising. But as soon as gas prices started to rise under Biden, they started to blame Biden for it. And that's not fair. And it's not fair to blame the current president if gas prices go up. But man, if gas prices go down, and they have not been that high recently, which is good, that would be a good thing. I'm Scoot on the air, and we got to come right back with your comments on WWL.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We have a really great city. I love it here. It's awesome in so many ways. Far from perfect, but it's awesome in so many ways. And we are just now learning with the election of Helena Moreno as our new mayor. We are just learning how bad LaToya Cantrell was. She was an arrogant mess. And she really effed up the city. Mayor Moreno is going to inherit a $1.7 billion street repair program. And this was from an investigation by WWL Louisiana, Channel 4. See, this is what the media does. The national media does it too, but the national media gets bashed because the national media looks into things that are sensitive to people who like certain people in politics, and they're criticized because the media investigates. And it is the role of the media from the very inception of the media. It is the role of the media to hold government and to hold politicians accountable. We celebrate it when it's local and we bash it when it's national because we don't like the people that the media is criticizing. But this is the job of the media. And this is a perfect example of how the media operates. So WWL Louisiana does this investigative report, and they do a fine job with their reports. And they find out that LaToya Cantrell, her administration, had this huge, undisclosed $123 million deficit that was part of the FEMA-funded program. And she was drawing on the city's operating budget to cover the construction bills. I mean, Cantrell didn't know what the hell she was doing other than how to, like, F up the city. And, you know, her name is going to be mud in this entire area when she leaves office and when history records who she really is. So the investigation just went through all of these records and just, you know, I don't understand all the details of all of that. This is, you know, complicated government stuff. But I do know this. Our city's really effed up. And Helena Moreno is going to take over a terrible situation, but it didn't have to be this bad. Now, I think Mayor Landrieu and Mayor Nagum were part of this as well. So it's not just Cantrell. But Cantrell didn't do anything about it, and Cantrell apparently made it even worse. So again, I mean, what kind of resume does this woman put forward to get a new job? You know, you think about all the things that she did and all of the would you hire her? I mean, would you trust her? Would you trust her with your budget? I mean, would you trust her with an expense report? No. She's not done anything to show that she's trustworthy. And then I love at the end of this story that we have, the Cantrell administration declined to answer further questions on the subject. So she doesn't want to even answer questions, and she knows she's on her way out. She's not even worthy of being a greeter at Walmart. But yet you watch, somebody's going to give her a job. And the person who gives her a job may be somebody that she was trying to help while she was in office. We'll see how all this plays out. If you have a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Patrick in New Orleans. Hey, Patrick, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Hey, I work in the construction industry, and it's getting pounded right now with these ICE raids.
Mm-hmm.
and people are going to start seeing it. But, you know, this weekend I'm thinking about, like, why do it this way? You know, why not just offer these people, you know, a temporary work visa, whatever it is? But then I started thinking, everything with this administration is about money. And so I started doing a little research. And the private prisons that they're being sent to are owned by a company called GeoCorp. And GeoCorp is owned by an immigrant from Greece. And the largest stockholder in GeoCorp is BlackRock. Doesn't that sound familiar? So I know in the construction industry, when something seems shady, like somebody's cousin's brother got a contract, it's because that happened.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on. These are large contributors to Donald Trump. That's part of what's going on. And I tell you what, regardless of what your party is, at the end of this, because we will get through this, there needs to be corruption laws in place. If you want to run for office, if you want to represent the people, if you steal, you need to go to jail, because we're getting raped every day. Thanks, Scoop.
Well, no, listen, hang on for just a second. I appreciate the work that you did, Patrick, and it's not about getting rid of illegal immigrants, especially those with criminal records. It's about the way they're doing it. And this idea of having a quota, if indeed Trump contributors are the ones who are involved in the prisons where they're being sent, then it makes sense that they would have certain quotas to fill up these prisons. And,
yes, sir.
And you know, it's all wrong. I mean, morally and legally, it's wrong.
Look, Scoot, they have catering companies. Like, think of everything that's involved. You've been in events for a long time.
Sure.
Every contract that passes through. And I tell you what, when this is said and done, he's not going to pardon everybody. The people with those contracts, I guarantee you, there will be committees looking at that.
Let's talk about your construction work for just a moment.
I would rather not get into
that. Well, no, well, okay. Well, I didn't want you to.
I will tell you that I mean, from Home Depot to Lowe's, the revenue is just plummeted.
Well, I wasn't going to ask you to name your construction company or anything. I was just going to ask you about a little more details about how the ICE raids have affected your business. And have you seen an ICE raid take place?
It's labor. No.
Okay.
No, I'm just letting you know what's going on.
Okay. But and are they going to, or are the ICE people going to construction sites and finding people?
I've seen that on video like you have,
okay.
But
yeah.
So think about this. These people are scared to leave their homes during Christmas time.
Right.
They have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are really good people. These are the same people that rebuilt New Orleans when everybody else is too lazy. This is wrong on so many levels.
Yeah. I mean, Patrick, you're right.
It's horrific. And these guys are nothing but a bunch of bounty hunters, thugs, and prison guards that couldn't get a job after high school.
Well, it's true that Christy Noem, who was in charge of hiring these people, she had to meet a quota of a certain number of ICE agents, and she had to lower the standards, and some cannot properly read or write.
Yep. And they have masks on.
Yeah,
I mean, we look like Mexico. That's what we look like. Yeah. 20 years ago, when you're watching TV and you're seeing armed men with automatic machine guns on the street in Mexico, we are now a third world country.
Yeah. Patrick,
thank you.
I appreciate that information. Look, this is real stuff. Patrick is in the business. And you can support the president, and you can support any and everything that he does. And you have a right to do that in America, but that doesn't mean that we're not going to tell the truth. Now, there are some people, and I posted a video about this, there are some people suffering from SDS, that is Scoot Derangement Syndrome, and they've got it in their head. It's a problem. It's a mental disorder, SDS, And I talked about this in the video that I posted on Substack, on Facebook, and Scoot on the Air Instagram. And you can check out the video and also make your comments. I'll try to read some comments from the Facebook video about this. But there are people who will go out of their way to support something that they have to know is wrong. And the way that they're going about this, again, with the masks, I mean, Patrick is right. We look like a third world country in how we do this. And it shouldn't be done. And it seems to be the beginning of a national police force that answers only to the president of the United States. And to me, that's scary because that's an element of a dictatorship. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, let's go to Bill, who is in the Ninth Ward. Bill, welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
I'm surprised I got in that soon.
Hey, Ward, how you? I'm sorry. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Now, these ICE agents wearing masks.
Yeah.
They're trying to collect 10 million illegals here that are terrorists, they are killers, rapists. What would you expect them to do?
Yeah. More like the way it's been done in the past. I mean, they didn't always wear masks.
Well, I mean, they're being threatened, and even their house, their wife and children.
Yeah. You got information on that, Bill?
Yeah.
And how many illegals are here with criminal records?
Oh, geez, over 10 million. They are illegal.
Yeah, over 10 million. Yeah, I think that's a real big exaggeration. Where'd you get that number from, Bill?
Everyone that came in under Biden.
Where did you get the
illegal?
Yeah, but they don't have a criminal record other than being illegal in this country.
Well, it doesn't matter how many are there. Maybe 100.
Well, no, man, you're the one who
seems to get them out the country.
Yeah, you're the one who seemed to have the number. So I was asking you where you got the number from.
Well, I can't say that they all have criminal records, but it no matter how many there are. You got to get them out the country.
You're right, Bill. I got to get them out of the country, all right? Okay, I see you later, man. Hang on, okay? Next time, just take half of the Prozac, okay? All right, James North Shore, got time for a fast comment.
Man, all right, thanks for having me on, Scoot. Say, well, I want to call in and say, we're getting rid of some of our most skilled workers. And this is not what he was saying. I want to say this to that, because when I worked in Tennessee back in 2012, I worked at Baker Concrete, and we were doing a big old project out there for Vacker Facilities, which is a green energy plant. Now, when I worked up there, these are some of the best workers that we have in any country. I mean, these guys the work that they did out there, they had other guys come in who were local from Tennessee who could not do the work. Local guys, Americans, whatever. They couldn't even finish the jobs. We had to rebuild what they did. And these guys made the apartment complex I lived in up there, which is pretty darn unsafe when I first got there. But once the Mexican guys started working in and coming in there and living in an apartment complex with me, I mean, these are good people. What he's saying, this is not what I've seen the people I work with and the quality of work they do out there and the skills they have and that we're getting rid of.
Yeah.
And right now what they're doing is get ghost mafia on the street. They're just get ghost NOLA. They're getting ghosts, getting off the streets. Just, you know, don't want to be torn away from their families and all that. And what we did back then in times of trouble, when things happen, when a tragedy would happen on the job site because there was 1,000 people working out there, so things would happen, we'd pass the hard hat for those who got into a tragedy, mm-hmm. something bad happened. We lost 2 guys while we were out there. So, I mean, things happen.
Yeah. James,
I would like to see people in New Orleans pass the hard hat, yeah. put some money in, and help these families who are getting their loved ones' body snatched and tucking off the streets. And maybe we can do something to help them and just help out a little bit, man.
James, I appreciate the comment. I've got to get to a break here. And we're going to go to break with just this new Christmas song, Because It's Christmas Time by the Molly Ringwalds. And, you know, as time goes on, this song is going to bring back memories of the past, which at some point, what's going on this Christmas 2025, is going to be the past for you. And for your kids who happen to hear this song while you're listening to the radio, they're going to remember this song when they get older, and they're going to remember how this song brings back memories. Because every new Christmas song, every Christmas song that we ever hear started out as a new Christmas song. And this one day will hold a lot of memories with it. So I think it's a great song. And Molly Ringwald, you can download it from Spotify and where you get your music. Because It's Christmas Time by the Mollies. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, happy birthday today to Donny Osmond, 68 years old today, and the first appearance I ever made when I got in this business was going to see the Donny Osmond fan club in Waggaman, Louisiana. Because I had interviewed Donny Osmond, they wanted to talk to me and give me a plaque. I mean, that was amazing. I'm Scoot. We've got a lot more to come on WWL.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.